yani dediler ki demek ki and we are very sorry to take the chunk of your time, but we hope that we will be finishing as soon as at 1 o'clock. Thank you. Information CGA there is an apology for the chapter in this week will be starting by October 12th, and also we have other two apologies for the two members who are going to leave at 11 o'clock to attend other meetings. As we are waiting for the IT to accept the meeting and continue with our presentation, because we do have the document with us. And as soon as she comes in, then we'll continue looking at the presentation. But let's start with the presentation that we have. Thank you.
That is very progressive, Chairperson. Let's start the meeting. Thank you very much. The faces that are here are familiar. We have Commissioner Mkoto, who is the Resident Commissioner for Western Cape, our CEO, Ms. Maema, our CFO, Mr. Mshad, and our Parliamentary Officer, Advocate, and our Parliamentary Researcher. I see that I brought 90% men here. Unfortunately, there's nothing else to do about it because that it were here in Western Cape, they might do something. And I've also brought my new PA, who was working with Spanish, Ms. Kwane, just joined CGE 2 months ago, and it was my PA passed off when we had an engagement in Western Cape with members of parliament on that day, and she passed off. So, on that, there's also a report here. Very briefly, I'm going to summarize, because this committee has requested us to actually provide the work that is done by commissioners. Three presentations, a lot of presentations that have been presenting on this, the fourth quarter and the first quarter. In brief, as commissioners, we ensure good cooperative governance and we make sure that the secretariat of the CGE performs its work according to good governance principles. And we also make interventions and provide leadership. And I think there's a commissioner's report presentation, so I am basing my presentation on. And maybe before we carry on, we must congratulate those parties, and I think we are see, and I think we're actually engaged with us during the elections on gender equality and how we measure profit in the elections. That was also one of the problems as well. As a commission as well, commissioners, we ensure that Fiji opens some policies and practices. This is the document that I'm using. It's commissioners' reports. And document with a summary and as of individual work done by individual commissioners. And as you know, as commissioners, there are three types of meetings that we hold. One is a plenary meeting where all staff members and management of CGE and commissioners write reports and present to. And also the teleplenary is where we communicate and meet in terms of by the telephone or leave the added issues. And so I have extraordinary plenaries as well. And you could see in the report we've indicated those reports here. And the commissioners have oversight committees over the past 6 months from January to June. The strategic plan and evaluation is that the committee that is actually assist to the strategic plan development and also the finalization of the annual report. Three meetings, and there was a finance committee meeting, there were five meetings, human resource and remuneration, about two meetings, information technology and communication is very, very important, about four meetings, good governance and social ethics, three meetings, and the list goes on the type of meetings, and those meetings are chaired by commissioners, and the secretariat assist us to do our work better. What is the role of commissioners in those SG committees? It will assist with consolidation, planning, and developmental recommendation for the thematic areas, perform an oversight role, overseeing the implementation of agreed upon programs, perform a supportive role in the implementation of agreed upon programs, provide a link between the committee plenary and taking some of the issues forward. So, you will see that there's also the role of a commission in the province, which I think is important. Each commissioner is assigned the province, with the exception of the chairperson and deputy chairperson, but because the commissioner is left end of May this year, the chairperson and deputy chairperson are assigned now to oversee the work in the first stage. So that's the office of the chair that is assisting the first stage. So each province is assigned a lead commissioner and a backup commissioner to lend support to the intervention. Commissioners are represented in provision of engineering activities, learning, networking with the stage and private sector and services organizations, meeting and presentation, identifying some key issues. I mean, they are specific, they are individual commissioner activities, which are not going to actually allude to.
Okay, before you continue, can you give us the page so that you can agree with you?
When I'm saying I'm on page 8 now, okay. And I'm on page 8 now, I'm not going to go through all these pages on of the members, but I'm just mentioning that all these pages from page 8, they indicate individual commissioner's reports on what each commissioner has done and commission for gender equality over the past 6 months. It's a summary of what each commissioner has actually done. When you look at slide 13, for example, you see that we've attended National Disability, People's Amendment Bill, and so on. So each and every commission is a specific thing that each commission has done. And it assists the committee to see and record what each commissioner is doing, over and above chairing meetings, over and above attending plenaries, and so on, over and above working with secretariat. But the salary of what each and every commissioner has done. So with that, Chair, I will, if you allow me, ask the CEO to present on the program of the agenda commission. Thank you. something to allow the CEO to just do a presentation thereafter, the chief financial office, and then maybe if you allow us, we can have a discussion about most of those issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. I am going to engage quickly on quarter four, and I'll just run through it fairly quickly. I think we will still have a fairer engagement on the whole financial year's work during the time that we engage on the annual report. So I will try and not waste too much time on the fourth quarter to quickly just to highlight in terms of the work that has been done by the Commission for the period of the fourth quarter, which was January to March. As we are all aware, that period is a period when, first and foremost, we are celebrating Human Rights Month, which resides in the month of March. And as far as the work of the Commission was concerned, at that point in time when we were closing off the financial year, end of March, we were sitting at 87% in terms of targets that have been set in the APP. And I think as we will see, there's been a lot of improvements in terms of those percentages once the audit results have come up. And that's what we'll discuss hopefully in September, end of September, October, or around there. Quite a number of activities that we were not able to make. If you look at all the strategic objectives that we have, from strategic objective one, we have been able to achieve some of the activities. The one activity that set us back under strategic objective one was the engagement that we normally have with policymakers. Just to remind members, normally under, I'm just looking at the APT document because I think it's going to be easier than going through the actual presentation. And the APT document is the one that's got color. The fourth quarter APT document is the one that's got color. And what we do is what color is that, because for the fourth document, for the fourth quarter, we normally tabulate from quarter one to quarter four, so that it gives a sense of how we've been doing the whole financial year. Some of the things that we were not able to achieve for that particular financial year are also issues that related to work that depend on other departments. Just by way of background, we normally undertake our research reports, and out of the research reports, we normally then come up with documents or research reports that help us come up with policy a brief, and we have engagements with various policymakers on the policy brief. And one of the things that we had wanted to do for that financial year was to engage with FOSA, as we normally get given an opportunity to speak all the DGs who sit at FOSA and be able to engage with them on some of our findings and some of the recommendations that we have on various research reports that we have had. And for this particular year, we were not given that particular opportunity or platform. The meetings could not fit our request, and we are still hoping that in the current financial year we'll still have an opportunity to sit and engage with FOSA on some of those particular issues. Showing a difference. I'm trying to. to quarter one and I'm to quarter three. And so both in terms of the various strategic objectives, in the actual presentation I have tried to just highlight some of the highlights that we have. If you look throughout the strategic objectives, all the reports that we were supposed to do were finalized, and we have been able to put forward a report that looks into the victim charter and the gender barometer. As the members will be aware, we were concentrating specifically on gender mainstreaming within the mining sector. We brought some of those reports, knowing that as much as they were launched, sometimes the National Senate has been able to the actual committee. And so most of the reports that we were supposed to have come up with, the court monitoring reports, we finalized the court monitoring reports, we had specific findings and recommendations, and the idea then is to then carry forward those specific findings and recommendations into the new financial year and be able to have them have meetings with various parties within the justice cluster. So that report was also finalized, and then as a first quarter, the activity there would be to then engage with the justice cluster. And the policy dialogues, I highlighted that this is the area that was still falling behind, and this is where we were not able to reach our target. We were supposed to have had engagement with policymakers, and we normally target those forums where either DGs in provinces or DGs at national seats, and then we write in a request that they give us an opportunity to come and have a slot when they have their own meetings, so that we can then have engagement with them in terms of the work that we have done prior years, and engage with them on the findings and some of the recommendations that we put forward. And therefore, that's one of the issues that was not met for this year, and we are still hoping that we'll still have engagement at the point when they give us a date of when we can appeal, when they can give us a slot. We will then ensure that all the work that is outstanding, including the work of this current financial year, is also included in those engagements, because we know it might not be possible to always have a slot at any point in time when giving time when we want to have engagements with them. Under the same strategic objective, we have held consultations with stakeholders on the findings on the provincial hearings. These are specific provincial hearings that were finalized, and we have had engagements with those provinces in terms of seeing how far they were and some of the work that they've done in terms of the recommendations that we had put forward. As the committee is aware, we had had gender transformation hearings as well with the institutions of higher learning, and that work was also finalized and the report is ready. Under women's representation in political parties, the work that we were undertaking was really getting ready for elections that were going to take place in this current year. The starting point then at that point in time was to look into various manifestos and plans that were in place, and ensure that we also put our own tools in place in order to be able to go out and monitor and observe elections. And part of the plan for the fourth quarter, because our tools were ready, was to try and ensure that we pilot our tools during the clockwork elections, which unfortunately we all went to Makikeng area for that. And then those elections were then postponed, and therefore we were not in a position to be able to pilot the actual tool that we had put in place. However, we still felt that it's all sitting slow as far as that is concerned, and therefore the tools what we're ready for the work to be undertaken. Under strategic objective 2, where we look into promoting and protecting gender equality and engaging with various relevant stakeholders to educate and raise awareness on issues of gender equality. And there are quite a number of sub-strategies and things that we need to do, including looking into our investigation process of complaints, coming up with systemic investigations as well. And for that specific quarter, we were able to open 221 cases of complaints against the target of 270. As much as there was a shortfall, but if members would remember the various quarters, we have been able to reach and even achieve much higher in terms of the numbers that were expected there. The department, therefore, if you look at what our yearly target was, our yearly target was 900, and if you were looking into all the four quarters combined, we were sitting at 1,143 new files that had been opened for that particular year. For that particular quarter, we opened 26, we undertook legal clinics, which we still hold in collaboration with our PEI. And if you look at the 26 clinics that were held, when you look in terms of the cumulative number for the whole financial year, we had been able to conduct 154 outreach and legal clinics in various areas. And I think one of the issues, my colors are a bit blurred out, one of the issues that we have always had in terms of engagements with members is around how fast do we also kind of close the files that we have on hand. And if it will be seen for that quarter, we had been able to close around 1,256. It's a little bit blurred on this particular slide. That is just a visual just to show in terms of the numbers, in terms of the opening of files. The blue is the opening of files, and then the closing is the opening of files, and therefore it kind of shows that throughout we have been able to sort of keep up in ensuring that we don't just open files and get them and leave them there to gather dust, but rather we open files with the insurance that we also ensure that those files are closed off or the letters are finalized as quickly as we could be able to do it. That's just a table that highlights how the 221 files that we opened were, looking into the nature of the complaints that we handle and methods that we deal with. We still have others as a higher number as usual. These are files that sometimes you don't have to open a prolonged investigative process. You find that you have an internet mess sometimes that comes through, but you are able to work on it quickly, and therefore you don't have to open a real file because you've been able to then help the complainant. But however, because it is usage of time and hours, we are expected to record those particular numbers. Walk-ins still remained high as in the preceding periods. Like I've just highlighted, these are walk-ins or telephonic complaints where members are given advice or intervention that is required is utterly immediate, and therefore you don't have to get into a long and prolonged investigation process. If you check from the below, it kind of highlights the chunks in terms of the various nature of complaints that we have. And if you look at the numbers, you still see high numbers as far as gender discrimination is concerned. We are still seeing quite some big chunks as far as gender-based violence is concerned in terms of the cases that we are receiving, and obviously others would be the ones that are taking a bigger chunk of the pie. This is just to highlight graphically the legal clinics throughout the financial year, because this is now the end of the financial year. We always take the liberty to just also record cumulatively just to show how we have been going in terms of this particular process. and if you look in terms of the kind of issues that are still coming up when we go into our various legal clinics, there are still issues that have been highlighted where, you know, community members are still struggling around issues of domestic violence, high crime rates, and maintenance claims and protection orders in terms of how SAPS executes them. So what we normally do in terms of these particular issues that come out from these outreach clinics, if it's issues that are relating, for instance, to SAPS, and it talks about protection orders and it belongs directly to the justice cluster, what we then do is to ensure that when we have our meetings with the justice cluster, then we also highlight some of those particular issues. Remember, part of our progress is also to monitor whether it's courts in terms of some of these matters and how the matters are going and the processes that are followed there in terms of whether matters run smoothly, whether there seems to be some discrimination, whether there seems to be some challenges and pitfalls that then sort of make it uneasy for the processes to be finalized easily. So we all collect these issues, and then we are able to then engage with them, as I will show in terms of the meeting that we had with them in this current quarter. So it's just to highlight those matters, those issues that we normally have, and just to highlight that we don't just plug them there and highlight them as issues, but we also ensure that they go to the relevant clusters as we engage with those clusters in various meetings. For our systemic investigations, the transformation of the judiciary, we could not finalize it. It was supposed to be finalized, but the very important stakeholder, the JSC, decided to request for us to give them a bit more of time, because remember, we reported in the first quarter that the draft report was out. We had given it to all the relevant stakeholders, including the JSC, and we had given them a deadline in terms of when to respond to our draft findings and report, and that they then came back and requested that they be given an extension up until April, May of this current financial year for them to give us that. And because we sort of take them as an important stakeholder as far as this process is concerned, we were then forced to sort of accede to that and agree that we will not release the final report, but we will then wait upon their submissions in terms of what they want to put forward on the actual report. As far as decriminalization of sex work is concerned, this is one of the systemic matters that we're dealing with. We've got two prompt processes, where the one process deals mainly with the process of changing the law, if possible. And this particular process has been dealt with by the South African Law Reform Commission, and the South African Law Reform Commission has not, as far as formally we know, they have indicated that they have finalized the paper and they've given the paper to the Department of Justice, and that particular document has not come out into the public space for further comments and engagement in terms of what is to be taken forward. The other process that we were dealing with was specific complaints of abuses that we had received from various sex workers in the different provinces. And at this stage, in terms of the particular report, we were still finalizing the process. We had been engaging with the South African police in terms of, you know, some of the issues that were coming out, or the complaints that were coming out, and trying to get through to some of the processes that they are undertaking, so that we can then finalize that complaint to be able to close off. The maternal health, a report has been drafted, but as we indicated, the Department of Health, this is the matter that relates to HIV-positive women being coerced to be sterilized, you know, without their knowledge, without consent, and all that. So we had put our final report before the Department of Health, and the Department of Health then highlighted that they will be looking into the particular matter themselves. They will try and investigate and see exactly what has gone wrong, what the issues are. In the fourth quarter where we were sitting, we were still trying to engage with them just to see what the terms of reference are going to be looking like for the pattern that the outside advocate that they wanted to put in place to then do this particular work. It will be seen as we get into the first quarter that there's sort of been some movement because there's a specific advocate that has been identified, and we have been able in this current financial year to have a meeting just to make sure that they would be looking into specific things that we also found and hopefully come up with a plan that will ensure that we don't have such kind of issues. Public education and information, part of what they do is also to undertake the legal and outreach clinic. And they also held various programs with various stakeholders looking into sectors such as the LGBTI, religious and traditional leaders. And there have been quite a number of issues that have come up. But one of the important things that we were doing for this area of work for this year was also to come up with specific training programs, because we now want to target local government to train them on SDGs and the like, because we think that if we engage with local government where service delivery is, at that level they also take into account issues around gender equality and all that, there will be better services that are at local level. So part of what we were doing in terms of getting ready for this current financial year was to come up with booklets, the training manuals. So we were working on the training manuals for this current, this fourth quarter. These manuals are now going to be utilized for this new financial year that we are rolling out currently. We had a campaign around human rights and gender equality, and we had quite a number of comprehensive programs that we were running on various radio stations. The members will remember that we have a standing memorandum of understanding with the NCRF, which is a forum for community radio stations, and therefore we channel all our programs on those community radio stations as far as this work is concerned. And we've been able to have about 54 slots for this current quarter that we are reporting on. In terms of the number of people that have been reached, just to highlight, I think that's some of the numbers that the members have requested us to be able to put forward in terms of looking into the democracies, in terms of the people, males versus the females that actually attend some of these programs that we undertake. Under strategic objective 4, we finalized quite a number of, strategic objective 3, we finalized all the assessment reports that we needed to work on. And we have also finalized the African Gender Development Index. We've given it to UNEPA. And we will see as a report for the first quarter that I think part of what they are trying to do is just to double check and have some assurance just to ensure that the report that the commission has put forward is actually what is a mirror of what is happening in the country. Communications, we've been able to utilize this platform and very well as usual. This is an important process for us, because as the commission, really, our budget is very limited, as the committee will be aware, and therefore communications is the actual platform that we utilize to ensure that some of our work and the work that we do is actually out there. And during this particular quarter, there were quite a number of public debates that were looking into quite a number of things. There was a row, for instance, on virginity testing and awarding of various that broke up during this particular time. There were various issues that we were able to engage with and utilizing this particular platform. And over and above that, we always have our own engagement and memorandum of understanding. We have MOUs not just with community radio stations but we always get free airtime from SABC, which we always highlight. In terms of the work that we do, we had a PSA that was running for that Human Rights Month that were on TV as well, and there were various opinion pieces and a number of other issues that were done as far as that work is concerned. And we also have, it helps to have MOUs really with strategic partners, because we have National Electronic Media Institute of South Africa, NEMISA, as one of our partners, and what they normally do is then to be able to work on some of these PSAs that we then are able to do announcements on, whether on radio and or on TV. During this particular time, we also had quite a number of activities as the CGE that we were undertaking at CSW. We had about three site events that we were running with various partners, and as we were doing that work whilst we were in New York, the communications department was also helpful in ensuring that the country is also kept informed in terms of the key messages that were coming out in terms of some of the deliberations that we were having in the actual site events that we held as the commission. This is just to show the graphical how we were doing, as we normally do in terms of media coverage. And in terms of provinces, there's still quite a number of issues that are still coming out in terms of the work that we've been doing on the ground. For this particular quarter, we're having quite a number of issues around customary and registration of marriages. And I think this was also brought about by a specific activity that we held in Mpumalanga, where we were engaging with various traditional leaders and the likes, and quite a number of issues were coming out there around customary marriages, and there are still issues around gender-based violence in schools, teenage pregnancy, and all that. So those are just basically what we've been engaging with as far as provinces are concerned. We were advised by the committee that it'd be imperative to every now and again highlight specific areas that we have touched for that specific quota. So those are the areas that we have gone to in terms of taking our work in terms of the quota. And Chairperson, as I indicated, the work as it was sitting at the end of that particular year was at 87%. Looking into what we had sort of set ourselves to work for the new quarter. I'm going to move to the first quarter presentation quickly. My laptop is not moving. I just want to close the others so that doesn't seem obvious. It's not moving at all. Okay. I have a look. Oh, there's more. And in terms of the work that we undertook for this current financial year, for
you know, the first part of the financial year is always work that we look into as far as the AG is concerned, finalization and reporting to the AG and National Treasury in terms of work that has been done. And for this quarter, then we will also highlight some of that work that we have been doing in terms of the quarter. In terms of where we were sitting, we normally get our internal auditors to audit the APP table, just to give us a sense in terms of how we have done for specific quarter. So in them looking into this APP table, in terms of what the variances are and the work that has been done, it's highlighted that we have been able to achieve 60% of the work that we had set for ourselves just for the contract. And this is a bit of an improvement if you look at where we were sitting in the last financial year, because in the last financial year for the same period, we were sitting at 54%. And normally, rollout is a bit slow in the first quarter, because part of what we also do is to have various meetings and engagements with various stakeholders in terms of checking and seeing what kind of work we are going to be rolling together and who will be carrying what costs and all that. I'd just like to paint a picture in terms of how we are doing specific objectives by specific objectives. If you look at where we are sitting in terms of strategic objective one, we have been able to achieve 81% of specific matters that we wanted to deal with in that particular quarter. So there were just about three activities where we did not meet the required numbers for that specific strategic objective. For strategic objective two, we were sitting at 78%. In terms of the work that was done. Part of what drew us a little bit back was strategic objective three, because in other strategic objective three, if you look at the things that we had set for ourselves, we have not been able to do any of those things, but we have also ensured that we put a plan in place to ensure that those activities that could not take place, the five activities that could not take place under that strategic objective, are also given priority and ensure that is reached in the current quarter. Under strategic objective four, we're sitting at 82.3%. And overall, if you look at how we have achieved as an institution throughout the four strategic objectives, then we achieved only 60%. For this current period as well, we started drafting in the first quarter some resource books on the concepts that we are going to be working on as far as gender mainstreaming using the framework of the Sustainable Development Goals for municipalities is concerned. And we have now finalized those resource books. We had two resource books that were finalized in this current quarter, and part of the work was also now to train specific officers that were now getting ready to ensure that once the councils are in place in various municipalities after the elections, then they also get to start their work in terms of training them. So we also had quite a prolonged process because we had a request from TUT. If members will remember, TUT was one of the higher institutions that we called in for our transformation hearings, and they therefore requested technical assistance across the country in terms of ensuring that we go around and train their people. So we did some a lot of training took place within their institutions in Gauteng and Limpopo and in Mpumalanga. So it does show that, at least goes to show that, you know, some of the work that we undertake in terms of the gender transformation hearing also bear fruits in the sense that some of these institutions see the value and they still come back to us to engage with us and ensure that we give them some sort of technical assistance on some of those particular issues. And we also had programs that were concentrating on the youth, because this particular month, this particular quarter also had Youth Month in it, and we had a PSA that was flighted in various ABC stations with free airtime that we also received for this quarter. And in terms of what they have highlighted, that's what the billing of the free airtime that we were able to utilize as an institution was 750,000 about. I had indicated that part of what we wanted to do or what we target to do in the first quarter is to have meetings with various stakeholders. We had planned that we have engagements with political parties on engaging on local government elections, and we were able to have this particular dialogue with various political parties during the month of March. And secondly, we have been able to also have the engagement with the justice cluster. I must highlight that this time around, unlike the previous year where we had complained that not all the members of the justice cluster attended, this time around we saw everyone being part of the process. We had the Justice Department being there, we had Department of Social Development, we had the NPA being there. We had the SAPS also in attendance in terms of that particular meeting. And we then had various engagements. We had put before them our monitoring of course report and some of the issues that we've been engaging with or coming or getting as we are doing various legal clinics in the various provinces. And out of that particular process, we were able to come up with a report which contained 22 resolutions. 22 resolutions were also, you know, specific to each of the departments in terms of what they need to do. Some of those issues, the issues ranging from, you know, ensuring that they train some of the trucks that are in court. So there were quite a number of issues that we agreed upon, and we really hope that we will be able to arrest this particular matter and ensure that if we monitor ourselves in terms of the resolutions that have been reached, we're hoping that we will at some point see the difference in terms of how some of the gender matters are handled in various courts, are handled in terms of police dealing with issues around domestic violence and all a number of things. And I just highlighted there that NPA, for instance, has promised that they will be looking into the withdrawal of domestic violence cases and looking into how to possibly effect those non-withdrawals. Justice will be looking into the revision of training manuals for equality court class. We also highlighted that some of those manuals seem to be a little bit outdated, and taking into account as well that we have had new things put as far as particular regulations are concerned. There have been quite a number of movements on some of those things, and therefore we are really hopeful that some of those issues will come out. Key issues that are surfacing as far as some of the activities that we undertook for this particular quarter around estate matters, domestic violence, substance abuse, unemployment, imbalance of work, and I think many times, depending on which month we are falling under, that's where then, you know, some of the issues will come back. Because we were looking specifically at some of the activities we geared to issues around youth month, that's why we're having some of the issues that are now coming out around substance abuse and around unemployment and all that. So these are some of the things that we would be able to package and see how to engage DSD, for instance, to see how we can take some of them forward. Generally, in terms of the systems improvements and some of the weaknesses that had been highlighted previously by the AG, I think we have really done a lot of work in this current financial year, and I think that will be clear at the point when the AG comes before this particular committee to put forward the results of the audit. We are not at liberty at this stage to highlight what those results look like before they are formally placed in the annual report. We can give members an assurance that there have been serious improvements as far as the work is concerned. In terms of the work that we were doing for this particular quarter, because Parliament was not around, there were elections, we did do some submissions, but most of our submissions for this particular quarter was more around engagement with various departments, with the South African Law Reform Commission, on some of the national action plans that were put out there to combat racism and rights and xenophobia and all that. And because we had done quite a bit of work around xenophobia or xenophobic attacks, we were then able to also make our input into what the Justice Department was putting forward as a national plan, in ensuring that that national plan, as much as the issue was to combat racism and racial discrimination and xenophobia, but that we also ensure that it's engendered accordingly. In terms of the victim charter, we are continuing now with the last three departments. In the previous year, we were doing three departments. Now in this, we are doing the last three, which is Justice, NPA, and SAPF. And we were working into ensuring that we put our tools together, because the actual work will then begin in the second quarter in terms of what needs to be done. For the gender barometer, I think we had the plea from members, but as well from commissioners, to say we should not just do. By the way, we had a report on the mining sector in terms of what we did last year, but there was also a request that we also continue in this current financial year with this particular sector, and therefore those are people that will be we have been alerted to, that we'll be working with Sibanye Gold and Exaro Resources Limited, and the field work has started. There have been, though, some delays as far as Exaro is concerned, because it seems to be a little bit reluctant. They were sort of behaving like, I think it was, there was one institution that was also, I think Anglo-American was a little bit problematic in the last, so they seem to be almost following that trend, but we have already gone, work has been done, we have engaged with Sibanye, and we've gone on the ground. Exaro has now sent one representative from their management to our offices to try and understand properly what the process is all about, and we are hoping that we will then have a proper engagement moving forward. For GBV and supportive structures, we'll be specifically looking at SAPF for this current financial year, and therefore we are going to be taking three police stations in each of the provinces that have been highlighted, Eastern Cape, Northwest Limpopo, and Gauteng. In terms of court monitoring, like I've highlighted, the work that we had to do in this quarter was to ensure that we find a way of having an engagement with the justice cluster on the previous year's report, so that we ensure that there will be proper implementation of some of our recommendations, and then we'll be monitoring that. We can also share the documents with the committee, just to highlight those specific 22 resolutions that were held, so that should some of these members sit in other committees, perhaps where some of these departments that are within the justice cluster sit, then they can also be in a position to monitor those and see how they are going. For the first quarter, we put policy briefs together, because in the last financial year, we would have finalized reports like this one for the gender barometer, and then therefore the work for the quarter is to ensure that we come up with a policy brief. I have a draft here, which is a few pages leaflet that just lists out the actual issues that we have had as we were undertaking the work, and this makes it easier to engage much more with policy makers. So we have our policy briefs in place in terms of the previous report that we have done, and then we are now setting up the program in ensuring that we have various policy dialogues that will then start to be rolled out from the second quarter. Employment equity, this year we are going to private sector, I guess. to see how they are doing, and we have started the process. We've given them specific questionnaires where we want them to respond to specific things and send us specific information, and that information is what will then help us to craft how we want to engage with them when they come and appear before us. And they will be coming to appear before us either on the either during second or third or beginning of third quarter. The transformation investigation report, we are also still continuing with higher institutions of higher learning. If you remember, PSC, we engaged with UNISA, Limpopo, and the others. Now we are taking UKZN, we are taking this, we are taking both, and we are taking UCT for this current financial year. So these are the universities that we have selected for this process in the current financial year. They have already responded to some of our questionnaires, and we are in the process of analyzing the information so that when we then call them to come and appear before us, we already have information that is proper. As well, because we don't want to leave the previous institutions behind, we have also had consultative meetings with the previous your UNISAs and your vendors and the groups that we met in the last financial year as a way to see how far they are going. We want to keep them on their toes as far as our recommendations and our findings are concerned. So we are still in keeping with that. So we also held a meeting in June with them just to assess how they are doing as far as the recommendations are concerned. And I think there seems to be some movement in many of the areas. In terms of the political parties, I've highlighted when I was doing my overview that we have been able to have a consultative dialogue with various political parties that were able to attend and have an engagement with us on some of the reports that we had put forward. And the process as well was for us to then finalize analysis of the manifestos and the party nomination processes and the candidate lists and all that, looking at them from gender perspective. And now the only thing that was then we needed to do was then to go descend into the polls during elections and do that observatory work that we were doing, and our report will be finalized soon. We're just waiting for some of the councils to be in place so that we can then release our report and have engagement hopefully with the various parties and look into what are the areas that they need to improve as we move into 2019. For this financial year, if you look at what we closed off the last financial year with 325 pending cases, and then for the period we were able to open 183 complaints against the target of 180. I must indicate that we still have some recruitment processes that are underway for Free State, KZN, and the Northern Cape office. We are burdened. Our salary scales are so low, and every now and again I find our employees running to people like public protector, our Northern Cape colleague, for instance, is now with the public protector and all that. So we still have processes to ensure that we fill those particular gaps as far as legal is concerned. And for the reporting period, we've conducted only 22 outreach and legal clinics, and that's below the targets that we have. And the reason for this is that the next vacancy is in the Northern Cape and KZN offices, and they get to be supported by head office. So we now have plans. What we normally do is just to ensure that we have plans for the second quarter to ensure that there's a catch-up plan where either provinces that are next to the provinces that don't have people help, or head office also then help out. For instance, now we know that because with hindsight, because we are reporting now in September, KZN has already undertaken those processes, and so it is the Northern Cape. Those are the numbers that I've highlighted. I've also just tried to highlight, just to show that we are still in keeping in terms of our closing of files. We still have quite a number of files that are being closed. which is sort of in keeping. Kedadan will be sitting low down there because I've highlighted that we do not have a legal officer there still, and so it will, is the Northern Cape. But basically, I think the picture is much better than how it looked like previously in terms of closing of files vis-à-vis what we have opened. We still have a complaint under the category of walk-in and telephonic or ARA, as it were, being high, and it's a normal process that we sort of report on throughout the time. I've just tried to highlight and give a sense of how the percentages are looking in terms of some of the measures and by category that we deal with. And if you look in terms of how we are sitting, we started a bit low as far as the outreach clinics are concerned. We are only sitting at 2022. If you look at the current financial year, which is the figure on the far right, and on the far left, that's sort of, you know, what we had achieved for the full financial year. And just looking at where we are sitting in the first quarter, it can be seen that there's a bit of improvement, but like I highlighted, it's because some of the provinces that don't have officers were not in a position for this current period to then undertake that particular work. But there is a plan that has been put in place to ensure that there is a catch-up. If you look in terms of, you know, out of the 22 outreach clinics that we have, we can attribute 53 of the files that we opened as new cases are attributed to those legal clinics and outreach that were held across the country. And in terms of the systemic investigations, we have now received in this quarter, at the JSC has promised, they have now given us their submissions, and we are still looking into now editing the report, because we've taken into account, we've analyzed some of the issues that they've put forward, and now our report is ready. It's just gone out for editing to ensure that it's proper, and then it will be disseminated immediately after. Decriminalization of sex trafficking, we are almost sitting in the same situation. We are still awaiting the South African, the Department of Justice to put out the paper as was received from the South African Law Reform Commission. And we also have now, in the process of finalizing our draft report as far as the abuse at the hands of police officers or law enforcement is concerned. So that will be released once all the internal committees have been able to look into that. Maternal health, as I indicated, this is around career sterilization. We had our report, which we gave to the Department of Health. The department has now appointed an advocate that will be looking into the matter. We met with this advocate during the month of August, just to ensure that we look into what that is going to be doing and the work that you will be carrying on. So that is on top. I had highlighted that in the fourth quarter there was a row, there was an issue that came up in KZN, Ututela and Maiden Desiree. So it's one of the systemics that we then had to, it was an add-on in terms of systemic investigation. We finalized our investigative report, and we launched that report with this parliament, and we also disseminated the report to various responders. We had given the municipality up until the 18th of August for them to respond and give us a sense of what they've done, the recommendations. And now they have also, now because we are here in September, they're reaching to us requesting that because of local government processes, they have not been able to finalize or look into some of our recommendations, and therefore they've requested that we give them up until the period of, I think, the end of September, which is now within the second quarter, for them to look into that, and we will then highlight and come back and highlight what it is that they have done, if anything at all. The training manuals are now ready, and we are just waiting for the councils in the various municipalities to be set, so that we can then start engaging with them in terms of how we train them on our gender mainstreaming program, taking into account SDGs, NDP, and all that. We had some programs for this current financial year. I must highlight that, you know, with radio programs as well, they don't start as quickly as they do, and sometimes still find us engaging with some of the, you know, finalizing some of the previous years programs. Because this is the period as well where we agree with the different various stations in terms of how much free air time they can give and all that. I've highlighted the process that we did, the 5-3-3 content and the PEI, and we've also been working very closely with ESCOM, and this also is out of the transformation hearings that we have held with them previously. And whenever they have engagement in various provinces, they always ensure that we are there with them to ensure that we help them in advancement of women's program around their area of work. We have had critical gender issues that have been highlighted as we are engaging with various stakeholders. We're still seeing issues around 50-50, issues around the pay gap have come up. There's an institution, you see I have a team here that's got a rent that's missing a piece. This signifies issues around pay gap, and it's one of the institutions that has been working or engaging with to see what kind of work to undertake, because as we are aware, we as South Africa as well still have problems around gender pay gap. So we will, there are quite a number of activities that we'll be undertaking with some of those institutions that we've been highlighting with. These are the numbers in terms of what we have been able to get. I had attached a separate flyer just to highlight specific areas, whether by rural and district and urban, in terms of what we were able to reach, so I'm not going to open that. I'll just move quickly. And as I highlighted, I think I had already spoken to this during my overview in terms of some of the issues that we did. And we've done various we have had quite a number of media campaigns, and I highlighted that in front previous engagements that we've had with SABC, and that which they have given us free airtime in the PSAs that we ran for the month of June. And as well, we had quite a number of media coverage. I also put around the issue on social media and the trends. Our social media was really trending more for this particular quarter around the Utukela matter, and even in terms of the media, that was really the highlight in terms of the report that the commission had released. That was really going on. And I think, Chair, I'll take it that, you know, some of the things here have been sort of read. We had our Eastern Cape office move in the previous quarter, and therefore for this quarter we assured that we moved to a new address. the PW was able to come to the party at last, and therefore we just worked around ensuring that their branding is also that, and ensuring that everything is put together and online. We now have a program where we try and ensure that IT and communication sort of collaborate and ensure that depending on various activities or areas that we work on as a country. I mean, there are various themes that we look into, and therefore we always ensure that they come up with some signatures that sort of look into that, so we force them to sort of work together on that. And that's how we were looking as far as the media is concerned, and then the coverage. I've just tried to highlight that. In terms of our information technology, we were still running with that huge program. We have really completed, you know, some of the issues or projects was successfully completed. There were just a few things tied down and sign-offs and what have you that still needed to be done. But in the main, everything that needed to be done was done. And now we are now looking into ensuring that there are specific areas that we improve year on year in terms of the actual five-year strategy that we had also presented before this committee. And generally, quality of service, network performance, inter-branch connectivity, and internet access have improved tremendously. And we now sort of are faster, and which then ensures that we are online at all times and able to do our operational work. There, I've just put that particular national treasury circular because part of what we needed to do in our plans was to have issues around PABX processes and voice over internet protocols running this current financial year. But National Treasury has put a circular that kind of holds everyone to into doing those things. So there's that circular number six of 2016/2017 on cost containment as far as fixed line and PAEX issues are concerned. And therefore, that might just put on hold, you know, some of the processes that we wanted to do as far as voice over internet protocols are concerned. So I've just put a highlight on that just so members are also aware if they are not aware. And in terms of provinces, those are the areas that we work on. And in terms of strategic objectives, I highlighted that this we did zero work for this current financial year. And I've attached the table as far as the APT is concerned, just to give a sense to members in terms of activity by activity, how we have done. But Chair, that really concludes and highlights the work that we have been able to undertake for this current first quarter. And there's a lot of work as well that we've done in ensuring that we come together and form partnerships that are of importance for us, because for us to be able to reach the breadth of the country, the only way that we can do that is through different MOUs and partnerships with various institutions, just to ensure that we do our work, as we know that there are funding difficulties that we need to come up with some creative ways to ensure that we augment. And that's really where we are in terms of this particular work. And as I've highlighted, there are also some improvements in terms of some of the issues that had previously been highlighted by the AG. And thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much to the CEO. Honourable members, you know that it's been 3 months without this report from the CGE, so that is why there is a lot of work that has been done by the CGE. But now we are going to take a 5 minute break, and thereafter that we are coming to finances. We give them only 5 minutes to report, thereafter we've got call, and we go for questions and responses. Thank you.